We are on page Resh Pei Zion. Mekan. The new paragraph, Mikivan Shiesh Mitzvah Lismaich. Okay, the paragraph, we're getting now close to Shemoneh Esrei, and we spoke about the idea of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah, that between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei, there's not supposed to be any break, any hafsik. We know that's why we don't answer Amen at that point. Mikivan Sheyesh Mitzvah Lismay Gula L'Tfilah. The Gemara actually is how we say Shem Sosai Tiftachi. Very good. There's nothing wrong asking the Gemara's question. Must be a good question. So Gemara says that it's a tefillah arichta. It's a tefillah arichta. Yeah, it's a stretch of the tefillah. Shem Sosai Tiftach. And that's why we don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra at Shachris. Because that would be an addition. That's an additional preparation. What? Okay. What? They don't say. They don't say the Musaf either. Riskers or the Grodics? Yeah. There are many who don't like any of the additions that are post Gemara. Not because of Gula Tefillah. Yeah. So they don't say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen, and they don't say. The grove was against the additions. What's interesting is they all say Hanes and Yoyf Kaya. Right? That's right. Milchitz and Asadurim, yeah. Hanes and Yoyf Kaya, they do say. Typically, the brachas don't have Makar in the Gemara, the Gronics don't say. Hanes and Yoyf Kaya, they say. And the truth is that Baruch Shamar is also not mentioned in the Gemara. But it's Baruch Shamar, yeah, I don't believe that Baruch Shamar Yishtabach I mentioned, but it has an early enough Makar to be in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch.
The Rashi that in Shabbos
describes
what's
Pesukim
the Zimra. He says the
Halukas. The Halukas is Pesukim the Zimra, yeah. Yeah. That's why we say Baruch Hashem Lailama Mevi Amen. That Baruch Hashem Lailama Mevi Amen before Vayirat David is like an end bracha. It's in place of an end bracha to Pesukim the Zimra because we really should be ending with a bracha, so we say that in this place.
Don't people say now this place? Is the
end bracha? What is?
Yishtabach.
Yishtabach really is the end bracha. In other words, the original tekana was Baruch Shomer, till Kol Neshama Ta'alka Haleluka, and then Yishtabach. When Vayivarach David and as Yoshua added, the Baruch Hashem Lo Ilama, maybe Amen is sort of an excuse me that we say to the tefillah that there really is a break here, well, without actually saying a bracha, but the nusach is similar to a bracha. So we say that break. We do the same thing by Maariv. If the Shemar Yisrael Lo'ad really should go straight to Shemoneh Esrei, and we had the 18 psukim, so we excuse ourselves of Baruch Hashem Lo'olam with the same nusach.
We're not as mocked by Maariv as we are by Shachris.
What do you mean? Oh, Gula L'Tfilah. Yeah, I think we mentioned it the other day. The Gula L'Tfilah by Shachris is sort of ma'akiv, no matter what. If you come late to Shachris, you can't change the order. By Maariv, you could change the order. Okay, let's see what he says about this. Mikivei sheyesh mitzvah lismay gula tefillah, nochen lamay kaidim siyam habracha, hatakoni sheyamid ha-mispalak shayma tilois lekel el yayin. Not everyone's back put on this, but the article siddur has it. That before Tilos Lekel El Yoin, it's nochay, it's appropriate to stand up. Ki asha medabra mi hashira hagavaya b'yayser, shnechlel esbog am shira ala golos v'atzoreis. Now we're talking about Gal Yisrael, v'yesh asmich shvach halos l'shmeina esrei. Since that's an elevated gula, therefore we say it there. The Rabbeinu Yaina in Brachis says that Gal Yisrael is similar to knocking on the door. And the Shemoneh Esrei is when the king opens the door, you'd speak to him. So he says, if you knock on the door and then you disappear for a minute and come back, you're going to miss the right moment. So therefore, you do right away Gal Yisrael and you go straight to one of the discussions is about interrupting with something that you technically have a heter to interrupt. Which could be mutter, but the idea being that it still misses the maila. Gula L'Tfilah is a is a Maila, and you're still missing the Maila, so therefore, we don't interrupt, even, to put on, talis and tefillin, we put on without a bracha. It says if you get tefillin between Gal Yisrael and Shmini Esrei, you could put on tefillin there. Magen Avraham says that wearing tefillin at Shmini Esrei is more important than gula l'tefillah. And gula l'tefillah is more important than davening with a minyan. So therefore it follows that wearing tefillah by Shmini Esrei is more important than davening with a minyan. Someone's in a place where he doesn't have tefillin, and he's going to use someone's tefillin, but that person's davening himself. So the question is whether it's preferable to daven b'yichidus without b'yichidus with tefillin, or with a minyan without tefillin, and then put on tefillin later. So I believe the Magen Avraham has this kal v'chomer that since putting on tefillin is more important than smichas gula l'tefillah. And smichas gula tefillah is more important than minyan, because if you come late, you don't daven with minyan if you're going to reverse the order. So it follows that wearing tefillin is more important than davening with minyan. So in the summer of, I believe it was 83 or 84, I was in a camp, and the shaila came up, and in many shuls in Brooklyn, you have multiple minyanim, so you get someone from the last minyan or tefillin or next minyan and you put it on. But in camp, where there's one minyan, the shaila had come up. And what? The terach minyan. People die before day. Yeah, they don't have that in camp. So, in general. So at that time, I wrote Rav a letter asking him whether the kal v'chomer was appropriate, because if you could put on tefillin between gula and tefillah, the pshat is not that tefillin is more important than smichas gula tefillah, but that it's not a hefsik. Part of your preparation for tefillah is to put on the tefillin. So maybe it's not a hefsik at all. And so it doesn't show that it's more important, but it's like getting the salt before you make the hamaitzi, or even after you make the hamaitzi before you eat the bread, it's not really a hefsik. So Rav Palm said that, first of all, that the Marsham makes that point, I believe. And he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. But Pshat probably the Magen Avraham is the point I'm telling you. Is that smichas gula l'tefillah, it's not that it's an aveira to be mafsik. It's that smichas gula l'tefillah is a positive thing. Rabbi Nias is like knocking on the door and immediately saying the Shmei Nesrei. So even if you have a good excuse for a hefsik, it's still not, it's not iser hefsik, it's also missing the mile of gula l'tefillah. Anyway, that was his point. That's why you're putting on tefillin in between. Is it right that tefillin is more important than smichas gula? Okay, be that as it may. U'misaymin ha'bracha b'shira chadasha. The bracha ends with the words shira chadasha shibcha gulim. U'maya shira chadasha hazay shira al malchus shomayim. K'may shomer b'tfilas arvis malchuscha rov anecha. Now, you have to know, the Radak in Tehillim says, it's sort of a code word. Sometimes it says Shira Chadasha, and sometimes it says Shir Chadash. Like, Kabbalah Shabbos, we say Shira Lashem Shir Chadash. Shira Lashem Kol Aretz, or Mizma Shira Lashem Shir Chadash. Here we say Shira Chadasha. What he says is that Shir Chadash refers to Shira Mashiach's time, and Shira Chadasha refers to a song of praise within the time of Olam Hazeh.
Why sometimes the Shira, sometimes the Shira?
Well, that's the thing. One is masculine and one is feminine. So the masculine is the New World Shira, and the Shira is the, that's what the Radak, I believe, says in Tehillim. That the feminine is the Olam Hazeh song, and the masculine is the future words. Besides the bracha, so we say b'shira chadasha, ma'alei shira chadasha hazayis, shira al malchus shemayim, a shira on the kingdom of heaven. K'vay shaymer b'tfilas arvus malchus charo v'necha, v'shira zu shibchu geulim l'shimcha, shishimcha yizbar melech, v'asfas hayam achshe kvar avru v'olu mehayam. After the Jews came up to the banks of the sea on the on exiting the Yam, Yachad Kulam Haidu, Pirish Ishru, the Ishur is a certification. It sort of certified Yom Lichu V'amru Hashem Yom Lach Laylam V'ed. Shazrael Malchus Hashem B'chush. They felt God's kingdom. Atshamru Zeh Keili Sharei Avru B'sech Hayam B'yabasha V'amayim Lehem Chaymah Miminam U'mismaylam U'ba'aloysam L'sfas Hayam Ro Esh Nitfu HaMitzrim. They saw the Mitzrim drown. Harei Ro Ayim Ba'ayin Malchus Hashem L'chein Shepiskas Hashirahu. The point of the height of, the high point of the Shira is Hashem Yimloch Lailam Voed. So the whole Shira Sayam comes to Kabbalah's Machu Shemayim. Well, Bebir Pasik Zuma Farish Moron, Mepsham shall follow her, says Al. Shelo'ilam Uhumelosha Ne'alam. Hashem Lo'ilam, Shem Yimloch Lo'ilam Voed means in a hidden way. Shenecha Yedeh Ma'iyah Masayiyah Avavoed. Loshin Yad, Loshin Kvius, that the Hashem's being Olam is permanent. Kvius Dava Kolayim Ha'Osir Havadai Shabar Lonu Shosid Lavai Upirish Loilam Voed Hu Ha'Osir Anela Meitanu Avol Barish Yeviyiskayim. So Loilam Voed does mean sort of, it does mean eternity, but it means the end of days. That God's kingdom extends to a future existence. Very interesting. The Midrashim always say, if only the Jews had done this, then Mashiach would come. So it says, had they not said Hashem Yimloch, which means that the appreciation of God's kingdom is in the future, then they would have been zaychen. As had they said that they, in the present tense, that they recognize the true kingdom of Hashem. Therefore, we say it together with the chazan. It's interesting. An ending pasuk we say twice. Like Kerlan Shama Talaka Haleluka, we say twice. And Hashem Yimloch Lailam Voed. When it's an ending pasuk that's seen as it sums up everything that was there before, and then we say it twice. And in Tehillim, it doesn't say "Kol Neshama Talaka Haleluka" twice at the end. No, it says it once. So we understand it to sort of sum up or be the high point of everything that was said before. So that's why we say Hashem Yimloch Lailam Voed, and that's why we say it together with everyone.
They didn't say Hashem
El. The idea is to accept Hashem's Malchus, not when it's still partially hidden. To accept Malchus Hashem.
Moshe said this too. Moshe said something Moshe at first, and they said,
"Okay, still, there had to be the perception in order for it to work." I don't know. I was thinking today about the Chazal. Chazal say that a person should always try to see a king, because if he sees the glory, the covet of a king. So im yiske yafchin. If he's zeich to see Mashiach, he'll understand the difference between the two. So it's a difficult thing to understand. It says in Shulchan Aruch, a person should be mevatel tamei Torah to go out and see a melech. So what? It's talking about a non-Jewish king, yeah. It says a kohen can be metame tumah derabbanan. Certain is the derabbanan to be metame. In 2003, I got an invitation, 2004, I don't remember, to George Bush's Hanukkah party in the White House. So I wasn't sure if I should go. I'd take a day off from Yeshiva and shut down to Washington I really wasn't certain what to do. What? No, that was Bush. Bush was president. So at the time, Reb Palmer had just passed away about a year or two earlier. So I called Reb David Palm. I asked him, why do you think his father would have said, Shulchan Aruch, I wasn't interested in going, believe me. But, in Shulchan Aruch it says you're mevatel Talmud Torah to go to see a melech. So he told me you'll probably get another chance. He says to do it once a lifetime. He said you'll probably get another chance, so skip this one. Wait till the president comes to New York. So today I had the opportunity. Today, Mr. Trump came to see me. So I had the opportunity. So, I was thinking what it means in Yiske Yavchin. What?
Is this with Shiner or this is?
Yeah, of course.
What?
Yeah. It was right before. So the question is what in Yiske Yavchin is. Like, the takeaway is like the Malchus. I don't know what it means in Yiske Yavchin that Mashiach comes to see the difference. I mean, you know, it's almost hard to express. That's the difference. That's the difference.
You
can't impeach Mashiach.
Said that about making a bracha, right? So he says that today our melech, our president. Now that we see with the impeachment,
It was after Nixon.
So they don't have the same power.
The truth is that it says in Halacha that they have to be able to kill. To kill b'mishpat. People say a president could kill because he could send soldiers into battle and that way he can cause them to be killed. But the Lashon, I believe it says in Mishnah Berurah, if he has a power to kill b'mishpat, in other words, to call someone to justice and kill the person. Which, I mean, if there's ever a president that imagined he could, you know, but I don't think so.
He's trying to do so, that divide. Anyway,
so that's the thing. Let's just start through Yisrael. Keta zuhu bakoshal hakadosh baruch hu shekimeitz esaru meyeres mitzrayim yirenu neflois, that we should see the same neflois as we saw when we left Egypt. K'mash yatzilanu ha'oz yatzilenu gam ka'es. Kuma be'ezras Yisrael, Shemashim de'Yisrael sami b'tchayna b'kadosh baruch hu. The Jewish people put their faith in God. Shekvar kama alofim shana shalom tzom ad masnechar be'shine aroyos. V'levadnu tekfaseinu sh'od yoyer lanu b'kadosh baruch hu. That we've been for thousands of years in this galus among the nations and we have not given up hope. B'kadosh baruch hu will light up the world. V'yekayim hasham ha'shoymer. That the dawn of a new day has come. God's promise gives us the right to demand it. And if somebody will say you're asking for the gula, you're not at that level. The answer will come. I was still faithful through a galus. And all the circumstances that have passed, Adu Alon, Loi Samu Migras B'Tikvaseinu, did not lower our hope. The one thing with which we can approach God is to say that we still have faith. We spoke about Ezer being a help. We have our own right, so to speak, to ask for this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help it along. To cause the Rishab to be lost. So I mentioned this to you when we started Ezra's. There are two Gal Yisraels, the Shachris and Arvis. The Gal Yisrael of Mariv is Nemar Ki Fada Hashem Es Yaakov Olam Yad Chazak Mimenu, refers to the Gula in Galus, Gal Yisrael. And the morning it refers to the Gula Asita. Kuma Bezas Yisrael, Fdechen Mech Yudav Yisrael refers to the future Gula. The morning is a sign of a new day. Night is a sign of galus, and that's why the two Gal Yisraels are different. Okay, God willing, tomorrow we'll complete Ezra's and get to Shemitah. Thursday.